Republican mayoral candidate Joe Loda is running on his skills as a manager. He says being a candidate is requiring a lot of delegating. And for now, WNYC's Anna Sale reports the results are a candidate and a campaign message that are out of sync.
40 to 50 points down in the polls, Joe Loda has been answering a lot of questions lately about whether he has a pathway to win.
You have a strategy?
And I never talk about strategy with the press, nor do I talk about tactics with the press.
This was at the Columbus Day Parade, to a group of reporters who finally tracked him down along the route.
I was at 47th Street, kicked off at 11:30. I was there from 11.
That's how things are going for Joe Loda these days. The candidate always seems a little out of step with his campaign. Like in this week's first televised debate, he was asked repeatedly about his campaign's suggestion that Bill de Blasio is dangerous for the city. His answer?
You know, it might be less safe with him because he's untested.
The next day, Loda's campaign was unequivocal.
Bill de Blasio's recklessly dangerous agenda on crime will take us back to this.
Then quick cuts of body bags, riot police, flipped cars, police with guns drawn. On crime, Loda does differ from de Blasio. They disagree on whether they'd keep Ray Kelly as commissioner and how to continue stop and frisk without racial profiling. But the real danger, the Loda campaign argument goes, is de Blasio's inexperience.
Bill de Blasio has never managed a thing.
Jake Menges is a senior advisor to Loda's campaign. He's a veteran of Republican campaigns and was Loda's chief of staff in the Giuliani administration.
This guy is no way in heck ready to run the city of New York. It is a horrifying thought that this man could be in charge of the police department. It is a horrifying thought. Joe Loda has done it.
Loda himself says managing, micromanaging even, is part of his personality, but not during this campaign.
I've had to back off from that in this race.
Is there anything that you can sort of point to and say, this is how I run things and you can see this and how the campaign is running?
No, because this is inconsistent with things that I've managed before.
He says campaigning has taught him he has to delegate and let the professionals handle his messaging.
And it needs to be done consistently and not having somebody like me interfere with the process, because I realize how bad that is. I didn't realize that going in. I realize it now.
So the candidate who called Port Authority officers mall cops at a forum during the primary now studies his talking points on his iPad while riding with a reporter.
Forget him. The Ray Kelly one, I can't forget.
That's a point the Loda campaign is trying to project now, that on issues like charter schools and keeping Ray Kelly, a majority of New York voters are aligned with him. But that message keeps getting muddled.
I wanted to tell everybody what you're not going to get here tonight.
This is how John Odermatt welcomed a few dozen supporters at a private Loda fundraiser in the West Village. He's a former NYPD chief and head of the city's Office of Emergency Management.
One is you're not going to get a tale of two cities, because that's bull. The other is you're not going to get someone who can't remember his real name. Third,
Loda thanked his old friend and then walked back his buddy's message.
You are going to hear a little bit about a tale of two cities today, in spite of number one. Here's why. We do have income inequality in New York, and the phraseology of a tale of two cities is just a short way to bring it to our attention.
But in this week's debate, he said something else.
Where I disagree with my opponent is that he talks about a tale of two cities, where you basically divide the city into class warfare, where it's rich versus...
Joe Loda has 2.5 more weeks to bridge that divide. For WNYC, I'm Anna Sale.